I can't forget. From whence I came, I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. I can't let a day go by.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. And today being October 1. Just believe, in two more months, the year is going to be going out. It's going to show you how fast time is flying. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day, thanking you for another time that we have here that you have allowed. We thank you. We are grateful for all things. And Lord, if we act like we're not grateful, may you show us what we need to be grateful for. And we thank you. We just thank you, Jesus, for strength that you give to us each and every day. Help us to realize, if we don't, just in case we forget, because we do forget, that you are in charge. Because you know we want things the way we want them, but that's not how the story ends. You have all control, and we thank you. Jesus Christ, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, give those a touch who need a special touch from you. Only your hand can heal. Those that don't know you, Jesus, may they come in and give their lives over to you. And we thank you. We thank you for being here with us, Jesus, on today, as you are the network, and we thank you. So we praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you for it all. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we say thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I got to thank him every day of my life. I can't let a day go by. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. When I get up in the morning, I got to raise my hand and say,
amen, amen. Can't let a day go by without praising his name. Amen, amen, amen. And on today, this first of a new month, October, here come the fall. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. We just have to wait and see what the Lord allows us in the weather. Because he's going to have the final say with that too. In everything, he gets the Thanksgiving. On this morning, this message, I'm doing something a little different, as this will not be on the conference line, but it will be on the Spotify for podcasters, which Spotify, if you don't know, you'll know that Spotify now is going around everywhere, pretty much. It's one of the major podcasts. And also, too, as well, Google Podcasts. And that's easy to get to, is you can go to the Google Podcasts and just, you know, tap on it. And then you just look for what network that you're looking for. This is Beneath the Grief Ministries Network. So this won't be a conference call where you got to put in an access number and all of that. And of course, with any of the apps, you have to download them. So that is what this will be on today. It will be on my Spotify podcast. the message. Now, in thinking about this, it made me think about something that occurred a few weeks ago. I had a very interesting situation happen on one of an assignment that I did, as I also am an educator as well. And I do some part-time work in the education system. And no, I don't choose to be a full-time teacher, maybe a half-time one. Yeah. So, you know, I kind of do some substituting in the school. As to me, it's just like teaching. I pretty much do the same thing that the teachers do. But no, I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to be a full-time teacher. Nope, that's not for me. But, I was on this assignment, and on this assignment, I experienced some very unusual situations that it kind of didn't turn out well, so to speak, but it did turn out well. It kind of turned out well as it transpired. And it's turning out well the way it transpired. Well, those that were involved kind of made it seem like that it was kind of like a punishment, so to speak, on my end. But in actuality, there were some others involved, and it was to, in a sense, get some help for some others as well that were kind of experiencing some situations. So they're aware, whether they're going to get this help that they need. Well, I tell you like this, I put it this way, that God knows how to use things to help somebody else and use situations, as we all should know, that he can do anything, and he'll use situations to help other people and as well as warn people too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on this afternoon, this message is entitled Being Set Up to Help Someone Else. Being set up to help someone else. Galatians 5:13 is where I started. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So when we have that opportunity, we're given that liberty, we're given that privilege, and that is to help somebody else, you know, God will bless it. He will bless it, because we have and should have the love for the brethren, and to have love, period. And so, you know, we're not trying to satisfy the flesh, so to speak, but, you know, we are helping someone else. We don't care about the credit that we may receive. It means nothing to us. But we're doing it in a sense of why we are called, and we have that freedom to do so. So, you know, just like I was saying, you know, this situation as for me, I guess it was kind of like a punishment, but it turned out that it wasn't. And it turned out to be that that God gets the glory, and at the same time, you know, he gives you some revelation truth and lets you think about some things too and some changes. So in these areas that we should see that in our lives in any kind of way, okay, that is not just about you. It's not just about you. And sometimes the flesh will get kind of crazy, and you somebody else is involved, and it's for someone else to get the help. Yep. To get the help that they need. And like I said even earlier with that, and sometimes it may even entail a warning. It may entail a warning first for someone. So, you know, check the facts here. That helping someone else is what we should be doing. And not to take that freedom so lightly, you know what I mean? Not to take that freedom so lightly, because that's what we're supposed to be doing, and it's not about us. And we need to look at that and just ignore. We just have to learn to ignore those signals, so to speak, that try to get our flesh involved. Where we want it to say, well, you know, it makes us upset and it becomes about us, but it's not about us at all. So we got to kind of take another road on that and look at that and turn that a different way. And sometimes you may have to say something, but then sometimes you may not have to say something. So depending on what it is. So, you know, just some things on purpose, just some things on purpose, you're going to have to let it kind of be. And just watch what the Lord will do. Okay. So know, and we should, that God will and can set us up to help somebody else. And not saying that other person either is not going to get their peace in terms of their experience, but they will. And whatever it is they're supposed to learn from it, they will. They will in time, but what we're supposed to do is whatever that part is that we play, that we are to go ahead and do our service, our peace, and do it with love. And we may just be that very vehicle to go in and help someone else, because we're being set up to do it. And so, yeah, know this, know that there will be obstacles. Okay. That there will be obstacles, and you will see where you stand in them. Okay. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So in it, having its part to play, that we're not ashamed to let it be seen that how the Lord and how he will get the glory, how he will get the glory in that. And he has the power over it. He has the power over that situation as well. When we turn it over to him, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that power unto his salvation. And people can see in it. Yes. In the situation that they need the Lord. Okay, that they need the Lord in that situation, that you being set up to help somebody else, that can happen, and that can be seen in there. So there's going to be some obstacles in there that you're going to see. Okay. What does God have to say about it? Because, you know, he's going to have the last say. We're going to have the last say anyway. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Okay, you know, the Lord looks after the poor. And we better know it, okay? We better know it. If we don't, we better get it. That the Lord looks after the poor. And in that, even in that, you being part of a setup to help someone that may be poor, your part is to play. So, in essence, don't let your flesh get in there and you hinder, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when these things happen to us, you know, we may become bitter because of the circumstances that may come along that may bother us. Okay. There's some of that grief. It may bother us, but in that God has control. Okay? God has control. And you're setting up doing what you're doing for someone else. Okay? It's like you are doing it unto the Lord. Okay? Because he's watching. Rains on the just as well as the unjust. So he's watching. He's watching, and that what you're going through, what you're experiencing, the Lord got your back. Okay? He got your back in what you're doing, what part you're you playing, if you're set up in it. And so where are your hands in this? Where are your hands in this? Your hands is in the hands of the Lord. Your hands is in his hands because he's leading and he's guiding the situation. So with this on today, now this is a short message to its point that you can be set up to help someone. Your willingness in it, to help someone, to be available to help someone, to do it as unto the Lord. You're helping someone. You may say ouch in it. You might say a little ouch, but in it, God will get the glory. We give it to him. So I say on today, on this first of this October, this first of October, that may we take a look at this. Maybe we take a look at it because it's definitely something that's not just happened once, not just going to happen once, but going to happen again, 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 and again, whether we like it or not. It's part of the program, so to speak. Yeah, it's part of the program. It's part of the program to help one another. And we are to walk in it and to walk into the situation wanting God's will in it and wanting him to use us. And, you know, it's strange that I even said that, like wanting to use us. Someone made a comment this morning. I don't know if I could say it the way they said it, but we want the Lord to use our giftings whereas the Lord wants us to be used by him. Okay? So we gotta look at that thing in a different way because we like to have the giftings and everything, and oh Lord, you know, you gave us these giftings and look at it, you know, you're seeing us using these giftings when the Lord wants to use us. And you got to go deeper in that area. And it will take some time that you will be set up to help someone else in the setup. So I say to you on today that prepare for it. Expect it. Want it. And let the Lord use you. Hey. You don't know how the setup is coming, but however it comes, know that the Lord has it, and he's in charge of it. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the day. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him today. Blessings to you all, in Jesus' name. Amen.